Do you feel like you're getting good value from the Pulse on Human Design podcast? If so, can I ask you a favor? Head on over to the review section on your podcast player and leave us a review. It would really help us because it lets us stand out among all the podcasts that are out there. Hit the follow button too so that you're notified as soon as an episode goes live and you have what you need to build your business. Thank you. We appreciate you. Bodygraph.com is more than software. This is the resource that you need to build the business that you love. Welcome back to the Pulse on Human Design. I'm excited today to be interviewing Abby Ludis. Abby is an astrologer and a life coach. Her business is Stars by Abby, and she has been creating a passive income stream with bodygraph.com system by selling reports. So I'm going to quiz her on all things bodygraph.com and how she's doing this. Welcome, Abby.
Thank you. Yeah, it's nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Sure. First, we would love to know, of course, about your human design and your astrology. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So I'm a generator, and I have done a little bit of a deep dive into human design. It's not super fresh in my mind, but I definitely want to go back and understand more. I find it really fascinating. And I'm 1-3 generator. So I like to try lots of different things and figure out what's going to work. My astrology, I'm a Capricorn rising, which makes me very disciplined and very goal orientated. But I'm a Leo sun. So it's kind of like this, maybe almost like this professional look on the outside, but I'm just about having fun underneath all of that. And I have an Aquarius moon. So that kind of ties into all the astrology and the quirkiness. And I love it.
And how do you let that show in your business?
Oh, well, it's really interesting because, you know, sometimes you don't think you show up as your rising sign, but you really, you know, I have the ability to, if I have a plan and a structure, I can follow through on that and I can just follow the structure. That's the Capricorn rising. But then the Leo sun part is just like the fun. So if you were to go to my Instagram, you'd see it's just really colorful and happy and bright. So and then of course, like I definitely relate Aquarius to astrology. So I think that's why I can go down the rabbit hole and just never come out.
And as a one line too in human design. Yeah, that's what you're designed for. So the reason that you're here today is because you commented on a post in the bodygraph.com Facebook group. And I was like, whoa, I got to talk to this girl. You created some sort of a campaign around one of the reports that you created in bodygraph.com software. And you have had success selling a fair number of those in a short period of time. So I want to know all the things about how you're using the software. Do you have the chart on your site for people to run?
Yeah, so I have, people can get a free natal chart on my website, and then there's options to purchase I have a couple of reports, but when I made my 35-page report, which is kind of the general overview of everything, that was the one that I really wanted to sell. And so initially I just had it sitting on, you know, people could opt to purchase it after they enter their chart and get their chart for free, which I had been quite successful in getting people to look at their chart, because I'm always saying, look at your chart in my Instagram posts and Facebook. And then when I started using Bodygraph, I could then direct them to my own website. So that was incredibly helpful. So this, I wasn't really selling this report, and then I was thinking, oh my God, this is so good. Like, I really want people to have it. So I decided to run a specific campaign around it. So what I did was I created a landing page just for the report. I wanted to talk about the benefits and the features of the report and just break it down very clearly so people knew exactly what they were getting. I'd originally priced the report at $87, and I decided that I was going to lower it down to $47 for this campaign. And then I also was going to add in a bonus guidebook. So I had a 20-page introduction to astrology guidebook. So I wanted to run a campaign over a week to my email list. And yeah, that's exactly what I did. So I came up with, initially the campaign was four emails, and then I added another two. So the first email was just basically an introduction to what the report was, listing the benefits. I think that was one of the key things, was to talk about. I often can get stuck in thinking, oh, have a look at your rising sign or your sun sign. But when you kind of think about it from the client's perspective, they have no idea, if they're new to astrology, what that really means. So I t turned that around, and I kind of put myself in the seat of my clients. And rather than saying, it includes the rising sign, I would say something like, this is the energy that you show up in, or this is the way the world sees you. Or if I was talking about Mercury, I was saying, the way you express yourself in the world. So rather than saying Mercury, the planet of communication, I kind of made it a bit more easy to understand for the people coming to the landing page. So the first email was really just a introduction to the offer, and to me it seemed pretty juicy, because I'd reduced the price. I had put in a bonus guidebook that they would get as well. All of that was I was pretty excited for. So I think I sent the email on Tuesday. I sent another reminder email on Thursday, and then on Sunday I had my kind of last chance email. And I think I did another one on Sunday evening to count down. There's only 3 hours left, or something like this. And I think from those four emails, I sold 10 reports, which was pretty exciting. So I hadn't really done a campaign like this to my email list. So it was the first time that we're really seeing it and being introduced. And whilst people might have seen that the report was available when they put their free chart in, this was very targeted to the report itself. Then I just sort of thought, I'm going to extend it for one more day to see what happens. So on the following Tuesday, I did another email to say, I've heard from people that they missed out on the offer. I'm going to open it up for one more day. And from there, I got another one more sale. So yeah, that was how it all went down.
All right, I've been taking notes as you've been talking because I want to unpack this for our listeners because there's so much gold here. So I want to make sure that everybody comes along with us. We don't leave anyone behind. So many things that you said are so important when we are selling reports. One of the things that you said was that with the natal chart, you were repeating it. You were telling people all the time, go get the chart, go get the chart, go get the chart. And I think that sometimes in the online space, we forget how many times people need to hear something. So back prior to 2020, it was seven touches that people needed. Now it's 7 hours of content that people need to consume from us in order to come into our world. Now, not everybody, some people are going to be impulsive and buy right away. But I love that you were repeating it. Like, that's such an important piece of the puzzle. Because what we see at bodygraph.com and what I see in my own business is people talk about it once and they think, oh my God, I'm talking about it too much. So I love that you're continually hammering on that, like, you got to get your chart.
I also was on Instagram. That's kind of my platform of choice. I do on sometimes on Facebook as well, but again, I was for that week, I was focused on just talking
Repeating.
about this report, yeah, repeating. And I have noticed that, since I stopped talking about it, and I still had the link in my in all my social media. Yeah, if you're not talking about it, it's probably not going to be selling. Yeah, definitely have noticed that.
And I love that you stuck with this one offer for that period of time. So it was a really short, tight campaign, which is important in launches. It's different if you want to be selling this all the time, but this was a special deal for people. So you used pricing psychology, like the 47 is such a better price point for psychology, 47 or 97, the 87 is kind of in between for people. So I love that you used pricing psychology. You added a bonus, so that made them want to grab it now. I love that you did a FOMO campaign, that last ditch email that was like, oh my God, you missed out. But my very favorite thing, because in my own business, I focus on messaging through your human design, is that you said that you broke it down clearly and that you focused on the benefits. So what you said was the energy you show up in, the way the world sees you, and the way you express yourself. And this is the hill that I feel like I'm always dying on in my business and in Bodygraph business, because I'm always saying you have to talk about the benefits. You cannot talk about authority or any of the pieces that profile, any of the pieces that we think matter. It has to be about how does she or he use it in their real life? What makes sense to them? So I love that you talked about that piece too. Something's coming up for you.
I just think that that was probably like one of the strengths because I have, often when I message, I think I'm always coming from an astrology point of view. And so I really do have to, that was such a key piece for me was to turn it around. And I think, yeah, that is something that I can continue to take with me when I run other campaigns and so on, because a lot of people don't understand the astrology jargon if they're new to the world.
And the people who are not new to it will understand the simplified language. So, you're not going to lose the people. I think that sometimes people in the spiritual space feel like they're going to lose people who, or people aren't going to think they're smart, or people aren't going to think that they know what they're talking about. But actually, the more advanced you are in your field, the better, the easier it is for you to simplify it. Like, to me, that's really the differentiator is like, if I can simplify it that an 8-year-old would understand it, then I know what I'm talking about. But if I have to be up here with all this gobbledygook, it's not working, it's not translating.
Yeah, I think that was the part that I was most excited about, because when I was sort of sitting down and thinking, how am I going to talk about the sun, or how am I going to talk about Venus, or how am I going to talk about Saturn, and coming up with a one-liner as to how it really described someone, I got really excited about it. I'm like, this is so clear. Like it was, yeah, I had light bulbs going off in my head as well.
And you made just over $500 in a week
Yes.
on something
Yeah.
that's sitting
Yep.
on your shelf.
Yes.
You didn't
Yeah.
have to
It was
create
really
something
exciting.
new. So I know that's not money you're going to retire on, but if you did that every week or a couple times a month, that's money you can work with for most people in this space.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was the kind of, I've sat with it and think and thought, oh, I could just repeat that campaign every month. I generally I run a horoscope every month, and that generally attracts quite a few new subscribers into my world. And yeah, I've sort of thought about how can I maybe tweak my welcome sequence to include this campaign, or maybe run it once a month for all those new subscribers coming in. Yeah. I think it's, yeah, I was really, really proud of it.
Yeah, for sure. And that actually is a series that I just wrapped up for the Pulse, all about creating your funnels and putting these reports into funnels so that they sell on autopilot. So I love that you said that about the welcome sequence. Yeah, it's
Yeah, because I did I revamped my welcome sequence, and then now I need to go back and see how I can fit this campaign into that sequence. I think that would be, yeah, winner.
Yeah, for sure. So I have a couple of kind of technical questions for you about your reports. One is, did you start with a template? Did you build your own from scratch? How did you do that?
I built my own from scratch. I think the report that I've created, I put most of my descriptions, I altered them myself. I built the report myself from scratch, altered majority of the descriptions, and I still want to go back and play around in the back end of that and alter more of them so it's in my languaging. Yeah, that was, yeah.
I feel like that's something that we can always do is go back and tweak things as we go along. How long do you think it took you to create the report?
Oh, Well, because the report I created a while ago, it might have taken me a couple of days of sort of focused energy to put it all together. I think I was a bit, I think I listened to one of your podcasts and I was like, oh, that's me trying to format it to get it exactly right.
Yeah.
But I was really happy with it. So yeah.
Yeah. So someone just looking for a tool to use in their astrology or human design business. Scale of 1 to 10, how much would you recommend bodygraph.com for them to do that?
Oh yeah. Yeah, 10 out of 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. I've really loved the features and that I've used so far. Especially I was really excited just to be able to have the chart on my website just so I could, because as I said before, I'm always, because I run webinars and that sort of thing, and I'm saying, oh, bring your chart, bring your chart. And now I can capture those people, add them onto my email list. And yeah, I'm kind of now like, what other reports can it
Yeah.
create? And what, how else? More campaigns? Like, yeah,
For sure.
definitely. Yeah.
Are you considering audio reports?
Absolutely. Yeah. I just haven't had a chance. I'm running another campaign at the moment. Not, if I'm running a masterclass, but the audio reports is definitely something I want to do. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so where can people reach out and find you? Where can they grab their own report? We all want this report now.
Well, you can find me on Instagram at Stars by Abby, and in my profile links there, you can get directly to the report, or you can go to my website, which is abbylutis.com.
Very nice. Thank you. We will link those up in the show notes for our listeners so that they can go in and find you there and follow along and see what you're doing. Thanks for being
Thank
here,
you.
Abby. I appreciate you.
Thanks very much for having me, Vicky.